Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Meandering around somewhere in California. He may be joining us here in a little bit, but right now, Jennifer is going to bring us up to news, up to date on what's going on in the world.
Up to news. I'm bringing you up to news.
I was up to snooze until I got a call a little while ago, and now I'm going to be up to date.
No kidding, me too. All right, well, of course, all attention still focused on France, Rich and Ken.
French big manhunt.
Yeah, French police say that six terror cell members are still at large after the attacks at the Charlie Hebdo offices in Paris last week. Security forces are going to be deployed beginning today at the most vulnerable locations in the country. This is Jewish schools, hard targets, some of the landmark places. 10,000 security forces are being mobilized to help in the effort to protect the population against other possible attacks, because here's the deal. They have these no-go zones. They don't know what else is being cooked up. They don't know if this is a one-off attack or if there is more that's going to be coming. What's really scary, though, is when you think about 10,000 security forces walking the streets, I mean, it makes it feel like a very militarized...
It's a police state.
Yeah, it's a police state. And have you ever been there? Have you been to France?
I have not.
I will tell you that I was, gosh, and this has been a while ago, so maybe it's different now.
I've been to Plaza in D.C., if that helps.
That's it's a little different.
I've been to the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas.
I have been there, too.
Right.
I've been to Epcot. Right.
Epcot, there you go. Very good. You boys are worldly, I'm going to tell you. I went to Paris, though, when I was, gosh, probably 18. So this was, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. This was back in the late 90s. And I, it's coming from America where you don't see a huge military presence when you're walking the street. When I was at the train station getting ready to board the tunnel to go back to England, the presence of the police, they dress in army fatigues.
Yeah.
They carry automatic weaponry as they're walking and patrolling. I can't imagine just knowing that visual at the train station that I saw and going, wow, that's kind of crazy, to thinking about that presence times 10,000 walking all over the streets of Paris. It's just, those poor people are now not only afraid, but now they're seeing just military everywhere.
I wonder now, I've traveled abroad a bit, and I will tell you that in Colombia that you will see the same thing, because they used to have the FARC and the paramilitaries taking out people, left and right. It's not as bad as it was before. They still have it a little bit. But the first time I went to Colombia, and you're driving down the road and you go through a checkpoint and it's two guys in military garb and with their guns on them, you think, wow, that's weird. So here in the United States, I'm in Washington, D.C., so every now and then when there's a heightened alert, we see it a little bit. 9/11 was weird. There was military trucks on every single corner, and today we had the president coming next door to the building next door. We're right next door to Homeland Security. So all the Secret Service is outside right now. But do we have it easier than they do in most other countries? I don't remember seeing it in Italy so much or in Switzerland so much, but in Colombia, and obviously you said in France you see it a little bit.
I don't know if it's comforting or if it's not. I mean, in some ways, it may be comforting to see that presence walking around. Maybe it's
intimidating. Once you're used to it, I'm sure they're used to it.
But it's kind of bizarre. And, this goes hand in hand with this cyber attack that happened. If you haven't heard about this, President Obama was out doing a press conference on cybersecurity yesterday when our CENTCOM sites were attacked on Twitter and also on YouTube. And what's scary with this story, and again, you know, Doug doesn't like to use that word scary or fear, but what makes you wonder is these people not only tapped into Twitter and YouTube, which doesn't seem to be that hard to do.
Right.
What they had was schematics of military bases. They had pictures from inside that looked like they were taken off of a webcam from inside the military bases. That's disturbing. Well, you have all this stuff going on in Paris because these people, it's this new kind of war. It's, you know, it's the soft targets. It's these smaller attacks that aren't any less scary than 9/11. Yeah, they have less of a huge impact, but
well,
they're
they
still...
Well, they can turn off your electrical grid, your water, everything.
Absolutely. And then you have
button,
these,
right?
these cyber attacks and hacking that just it makes you go... You have to kind of adjust your brain to figure out what's next and how to take on an enemy that, you know, is doing all these new new types of attacks, I guess.
Well, it's funny because Obama is slated to visit the National Cybersecurity Communications Integration Center in Arlington, which is about 50 feet from where I'm sitting right now.
Oh, no. Just be prepared to stay in. Is he doing that today?
Yesterday they had the sweep for him to come in, and, you know, the Secret Service comes in and checks out the buildings, the parking garage. So it's the building right next door to us. So when I walk out my building, if I walk 50 feet to the left or 100 feet to the left, it's right there. And we share the same parking garage. So right now, I pull into the parking garage, and all the Secret Service is down there. Hut, 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 hut. You know, they're doing their whole thing. So, you know, when I go to Bowie, I'm going to get a sandwich later. But, I mean, you know, it's... After the attacks from whoever attacked Sonny, whether it was North Korea, which I believe it was, and then you see the stuff yesterday, he's got to make some kind of a statement, some kind of a presence to show. Listen, this is front and center for us. We are paying attention to it, and it is very important for us to be on top of cybersecurity because it runs our whole infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
traffic lights, water, electricity, commerce, everything. And when you see a city block out, man, it shuts down commerce and it's gridlock.
Yeah.
So it's
and it takes you back to that time. You know, if the war is on Western civilization, that takes you back to the olden days real quick when you hack into those systems.
And it's funny, we look at the war against ISIS, against Al-Qaeda, and they are very antiquated. I mean, it's, you know, lobbing some missiles and some gunfire and it's guerrilla warfare. You know, I would say in 100 years, there are no troops on the battlefield. It's all digital. Or maybe not even 100, maybe in 20 years. I don't know.
Look at how much we're using drones already.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already going that direction.
And the other day, I was in, where was I? I was getting some new tires on my car. So I walked over to the Ruby Tuesdays. It was right next door, and I got a salad and iced tea, and I'm sitting there. And the bartender's talking about how the day before, they lost their internet in the restaurant. They had to close the restaurant. He said, I called my district manager, and he said, close the restaurant. So I'm thinking to myself, how pitiful is that, that you cannot sell food unless you have internet?
That was the old just cash register.
Right. So we were talking. There is no old cash register. So we were talking. They can actually take the orders, and they can even make the orders, but they can't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So unless everybody has cash, which nobody does, they can't do business.
Absolutely.
So they had to shut it down.
You know, we need to check in with Greg Stebbin about this extra second, which is also going to threaten our computer systems. It looks like a mini. Remember Y2K? It looks like we're going to revisit
it's
that.
It's a mini
with this
Y2K,
extra second.
Yeah. So to find out if you're going to live, hang in there. We're going to check out with Greg Stebbin and see what this mini leap second is going to do to all of our computers. It's 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services discount. Right before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Know-how. Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Still prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
And now, the Lens of Liberty.
Here is Helen Kriebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
It's 17 past the hour now. Time for us to bring our tech guy on, Greg Stebbin from Men's Health, to tell us whether we know what time it really is. We have a leap second issue this year.
Everybody wants more time. Well, now scientists are going to give us an extra second, so don't. Oh, I just spent mine. Don't spend it all in one place. It's going to take place in June 30th. The clocks will count an extra second in. So, Greg, what does this mean? Is everything going to be okay automatically, or do we have to do certain things at home to account for this extra second? And why are they doing it?
So everything will not be okay automatically.
No, come on, that's what I want.
It's not going to be okay automatically, I'm sorry. So, you know, this is a really interesting thing, actually, because, you know, we now live in this world that is so run by computers and programming, mm-hmm. and all of these things are perfect. You know, you can make things exactly the same and perfect over and over again, but there's one thing we can't control that's not perfect. It's the Earth's rotation.
There's no slot factor there, right?
So we can't make it fit in with all the perfect stuff we built.
Yeah.
So there's literally, even though we think we know how many hours there are in a day and how many minutes there are in an hour and how many seconds, it's actually not quite right, and it's not quite the same every year. So every once in a while, we end up with this extra second, and we have to use it up somehow. And if we don't, all the computers go crazy. Now, I don't know exactly what's going to happen on June 30th this year. This has happened before. They had to make an adjustment in 2012. A lot of big websites went down. And then there's other issues, too. It's not just, oh, shoot, I can't get my email. It's also when you think about people who now, they're pacemakers and other heart or health things are tied into the digital world. Those are where you really have to think about it because it's mission critical and could actually perhaps save or kill somebody.
Good Lord. So what do they do? How do they fix this?
Well, for instance, in 2012, Google came up with a little process, and they've tried adjusting little milliseconds of adjustments over time, and the answer is nobody has obviously come up with a foolproof solution. But all you can't plan for this. You can model for it, but it doesn't mean that it's exactly going to play out the way you want it to. So in this case, a big part of the effort is making programmers aware of what's going on so that they build into their program an accounting for this Earth's irregularity. And in a sense, that's mirroring what happened with Y2K. The reason we have the Y2K issue is that nobody 20 or 30 years ago thought about what would happen when we rolled over from 1999 to 2000, so programmers didn't plan for it. We have enough time now, we hope, that programmers can at least look at what they've done and address it, but there's still going to be some chaos.
Does this freak anybody else out that we really don't know what time it is?
I know.
That we're just kind of flying around
space. Yeah, we're
space.
Just floating.
Wow. All right, Greg Stebbin, Men's Health Tech Editor, thank you once again for helping us understand the things we can beat our heads against the wall for. It's 21 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Time enough to cry. I was walking down the...
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
The easiest one-hit wonder contest we've ever had. 888-302-3684.
Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king.
Love it.
Call us now.
How do you get the monkey?
You know you know.
Did you do the monkey?
So 888-302-3684. If you know what song this is and who the artist is, actually who the artist is and the song is named.
All my money and bought me
but
a museum.
Who is this?
Buried with a donkey. He's my favorite honky.
Yes. Alright, we all remember just Saturday Night Live star born in Waco, Texas.
Was he born in Waco?
Yeah, born in Waco. This song topped the charts in 1978.
What was it, the Branch Davidians that were in Waco?
The Branch Davidians and this guy with his banjo. See, it's the Branch Davidians.
Back in the good old days.
And what was the name? The Justice Department chick, the big...
It was Napolitano, wasn't it?
No. Janet Napolitano.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was, yes.
Janet
Napolitano.
Right. Very good, Janet.
I'm going home.
So if they only had a banjo, like this guy says, he used to say in his stand-up comedy, if everybody had a banjo, there'd be no anger in the world, right? The banjo is like a happy thing. So is this song. If everybody, if they played this at Waco, everybody would have been outside.
Now when I die, who's next think I'm a nut? No one will pay.
No.
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
No kidding.
No kidding. Oh, look at
that. I was going to guess the Blues Brothers guys.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, so we got phones loaded up here, and everybody's got it. Let's go to Let's go to the Eastern Shore and talk to Marilyn and talk to William. William, who is that? Oops, hold on. How about that one? William, who is that?
Steve Martin.
That is. You remember that song well, don't you?
Good job.
Yeah, I kind of grew up around that, you know?
Yeah. It's funny, Jennifer, we spent, my kids and I, who are 10 and 7, my kids, my son is 10, my daughter is 7, we spent about an hour on YouTube, mm-hmm. I don't know, a year ago. They think that is the funniest song they've ever heard in their life.
That's a great one.
It's hysterical.
And how much of a Renaissance man is Steve Martin? I mean, the fact that he can act and produce and direct, and then he can sing and he plays instruments. I mean, he's cool. I love Steve Martin.
I saw
he
him.
Writes. He writes books.
Yeah. My kids have one of his books that he wrote. He wrote a children's book. But I saw him at Jazz Fest, 4 or 5 years ago. He was doing all this old rootsy music and playing his banjo. He's great. The
next
guy's awesome.
Stagecoach, too. He's good.
Yeah. All right, William, good job. What's going on in the southern shore, the eastern shore of Maryland today?
It's getting cold here, man. It was in the 50s yesterday, and now it's getting daggone cold.
Is it? You got any snow down there on the water?
Yeah. No, coming tonight, Dad. We had rain last night, all day long yesterday, and tonight we're going to get snow tonight, I guess.
All right, well, listen, you qualify for our trip to Beaches Resorts in Turks and Caicos.
I guess where it's not raining.
You're right, in Turks and Caicos.
At Beaches Resort.
Jamaica, right.
So, that's one question.
What's that?
If I were to win it, am I allowed to give it to somebody else? Because I am a disabled guy, and I can't travel like that. So.
If you are to win, we would allow you to give it to somebody else, absolutely.
Us. Give it to us.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be picked on my birthday, so, you know, come on, wink, wink.
All right, so hold on a second. We'll get you out a little prize here in the mail and also qualify you for our Beaches, Turks and Caicos, or Jamaica trip. And if you want some more information on our trip and how you can win, go to DougStephan.com and look at the Beaches Resort in the trending box on DougStephan.com. It's 28 past the hour today.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners nationwide are optimistic about 2015, including increased revenue expectations, hiring plans, and business outlook. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, many are looking to expand operations this year, with 51% of entrepreneurs planning to hire more employees, up from 31% last year. In addition, small business owners are confident in their business growth prospects, as more than 6 in 10 small business owners expect to increase revenues this year. Nearly 7 in 10 owners say they will grow their business in 2015 by targeting new customers and opening new locations. David Solis, Small Business Specialized Sales Executive at Bank of America, discusses the increased optimism among small business owners for 2015.
Small business owners are more optimistic about growth for 2015 than they were a year ago. Though many have expressed concerns about issues like healthcare costs and the current regulatory environment, they're really optimistic about the health of their local economies and their ability to grow their business.
To view the report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keeping clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Doug Steffens, good day with Jennifer, Ken, and Rich. Doug is out for the moment. We may see him a little bit later in the morning. But until then, Jennifer's going to get us caught up on what's happening with these dirtbags over in Africa with Boko Haram, Jennifer.
Yeah, not a good story over there, Rich. Hundreds of bodies are littering the streets and bushes of Baga. I think it's Baga, Nigeria. Mostly women, children, the elderly, people that were too slow to outrun Boko Haram fighters who stormed the town with explosives and assault rifles in recent weeks. In the Islamic extremist bloodiest massacre yet, Amnesty International is calling Boko Haram's recent attacks, which is in Baga, that's the Nigeria-Chad border. It's possibly the deadliest massacre in the history of the group, and they suggest that the town was razed and as many as 2,000 people have been killed. Thousands fled their homes, some crossed the border into Chad. But when you think about this group, we focus a lot on, of course, Al-Qaeda and ISIS because they're in direct attack of the U.S. They
right.
made it clear that they want to target U.S. But Boko Haram is doing all of this kind of quietly. People aren't paying much attention to what goes on over there.
Nobody pays attention to them.
Exactly. These attacks began January 3rd, and when you think about 2,000 people being killed, I know we can't take on the whole world, but it just, it's really upsetting to think about. Yeah, think about what's happening over there.
I don't understand why they are doing it yet. I haven't seen anybody to say it's just they just want to run terror across this country and have control.
And again, this is a group that is working in the name of Islam. These are Islamic
Sharia
extremists.
Law.
And I think what really, really is important in when you kind of like bring things back to how things are run at home is the language that is being used by our leaders here in this country. And that is that they don't want to admit to of the fact that the stuff that we're facing is Islamic extremism. Look, if people are actually killing in the name of their God, that's a very dangerous situation, because that means nothing can stop them. They have no fear. They're right. Killing for this greater cause. And I think that's more dangerous than when you have someone who is maybe fighting for Germany or fighting for Japan or someone who's fighting for a country. When you have someone fighting for a God, this is really, really dangerous stuff. And these 2,000 people, I mean, it's heart-wrenching, especially when you see that these are kids and the sick and women, and it's a yucky situation. So I don't mean to make light of it.
The north of Nigeria is mostly Muslim, and the south is mostly Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just tromping all over the south trying to take care of business there. It's, you know what? We have to send somebody over there. We cannot sit there and ignore this.
I don't think that you can, because, you know, right now our attention's on Al-Qaeda and ISIS, but then you have this group who's just getting more and more powerful and taking over huge chunks of a country. This is very dangerous, too, and I don't think, even though we don't want to get involved, I don't think we can just turn it.
At some point, spill over the borders.
Absolutely.
They are going to spill over the borders. They're going to get enough money, and they're going to get enough power, and they're going to get enough weapons to be a danger to not only their neighbors, but to us.
Absolutely. And, you know, especially the way the flight plans go, I don't know what the restrictions are of traveling around, but when you look at how porous our borders are, if they don't travel into these, not just Boko Haram, not just ISIS, not just Al-Qaeda, but any enemy to ours can come easily into the country. And if they can't, they can go into Mexico and Canada and drive right in. I mean, these are, I don't want us to be fear mongers. I really don't. But I really think that we need to put a strong edge, or at least a strong front, on what we're going to do and how we're going to combat this kind of stuff, because I don't, at least in my opinion, I don't think we're doing it.
Well, you know, we look at some of the, how do we fix this long term? Okay, sure, we can use force to fix it in the short term, hopefully. But in the long term, it's going to take generations.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we are able to help them with education. And
you're talking about eradicating a way of life for these people. I mean, this is
much,
what
they were
growing up with. So it's, you know, it is making big changes. It's also, and I think you're, you know, Doug and I were talking about this yesterday, it's intelligence in two ways. One, I think the only way you can really combat terrorism is by really upping how we collect intelligence and how we can collect these sources, because chatter is the only way you're going to be able to figure out these attacks now. You're not going to see military movement. You're going to hear people talking about things that they might do or plans that they might have. But intelligence also in the way where you're trying to get in and educate people and outmarket the bad guys.
Right.
I mean, right now, you look at Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and I don't know how Boko Haram works, admittedly, but you go in and you have to figure out how these guys work and then how they're marketing to people that don't have a place in society, and try to grab those people before they go the other way. I think
that's what it comes down to. Hey, there is no economy down there. I mean, they don't have crops. They don't have oil down in this parts of it. You know, what can they use to help grow their country? What can they use to help support education? What can they use to get people out of poverty? And that's the trick bag here, is as long as they're stuck in poverty and they have nothing, when somebody hands them a gun and some power and some food, they feel like they have something.
Yeah, make a name for yourself. Go out and do it. So.
Right.
Now, some better news, Rich. I don't know if you've been following this story. Ken and I have been talking about it all morning long. The video is up at DougStefan.com or on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. McDonald's has been struggling a little bit as of late to attract millennials. But they have put out a new effort to kind of tug at the heartstrings of America. This Signs video, if you haven't seen it, is a commercial that features a montage of the Big M, the McDonald's marquee, and it's posted with messages from around the country that celebrate America's heroes, you know, do-gooders. It's like hashtag never forget Boston Strong, congratulations on your new baby, all kinds of things. Everyone from military veterans to breast cancer survivors are all represented on these marquees underneath the McDonald's sign. And people, the images as they fade in and out, the commercial has gotten a about 300,000 views on YouTube. People are saying that they're exploiting these stories at McDonald's, and there are a lot of haters out there who aren't a big fan of this commercial campaign. I've seen it. I actually think it's kind of cool. I think anytime, I mean, advertising by definition is exploiting something. You're exploiting the product that you're selling. But, I mean, at least this is a positive image. I mean, it's a little more serious than seeing Ronald McDonald bounce around with grimace. I like it.
My kids are scared to death of the old commercial that they had where they had the Chicken McNuggets dancing on the screen. My kids are like, those things are freaky, Dad.
I haven't seen that one.
Was a nightmare last night. What'd you have a nightmare about? The dancing chicken nuggets. So, I mean, we put up here on the sign some nice things that celebrate our country and some of the nicer people in our country. And what do you have? You have these Grinches that are like, ow, you're taking advantage of 9/11. You're taking advantage of Boston Shark. Shut up. You know what? It's a nice commercial. Enjoy it. Come together. Even if it's over a stupid chicken nugget, we all come together and say, you know what?
This is the sweet and sour sauce?
Oh, yeah. The sweet and sour sauce.
That's
but those chicken nuggets, who knows what's in those?
I don't want to hear it.
It's interesting. The comments that we've gotten on Facebook are all positive. Everybody who's seen it on our Facebook page likes it. Comments on Twitter are mostly negative.
Is there an ad? I'm going to tell you why. Age group difference.
Yeah, age group difference probably. And people on Twitter is very anonymous. I mean, you have one little picture up on Twitter. You can throw stones all you want. On Facebook, there's actually a profile. Yeah. You know, people can see you standing with your wife, whatever it is. All right, so what are some of our friends on Facebook saying about the ad, Kenny?
Theo and Susan both say that they love it. Eric says, I think it helps personalize. And Rick says, the signs are great. What worries me is the fact that it bothers some people. Has society become so accustomed to negative information that a little good news offends them?
Yeah. A positive outlook on something offends them. Yeah. It's disgusting. Come on, lighten up, people.
Some of the stuff on Twitter, Spencer says, nice commercial about your signs, McDonald's. It really shows how well you've pretended to care about people over the years.
Oh, come on. Is this what they're getting at? I mean, why can't they reach millennials? Is it because, I mean, I remember as a kid, and now I'm more of like a generation X-Y-er, I guess. I'm a Y-er. When you were a little kid, that was like the place. You went to lunch with your grandmother at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun, and you were, you know, a happy meal. So are millennials not getting the message because they've done a good job of saying this isn't healthy for you, it's not healthy food? Is that why they don't like McDonald's? I mean, what's the reason?
Since the late 80s, okay, and during the 90s, there's been kind of this health boom. We still have an obese society, but there's been a lot of parents, and I'm one of them, I will not take my kids to McDonald's. Sorry. There's nothing there that I want them to get addicted to. That doesn't mean that we don't go to fast food restaurants, but of them, McDonald's is, there's just nothing good that I see there. So we'll go to Wendy's and get a salad, the chicken there, their stuff doesn't seem as bad. Yeah, it's not great, but it's not as bad as them. So my kids, when they ride by, they're like, ooh, look, Dad, McDonald's. I've brainwashed them. I've taught them. And I know that's happening around the country, and that's probably what you're seeing here is a lot of people just the backlash of McDonald's and what they've been brought up to know that it's not a good place to go eat sometimes.
I taking it out on a chain, just because you don't like the food to go after the commercial. I don't know.
No, I love
the
commercial.
I think the commercial at least is doing something positive. Again, going back to the fact that it's not the Hamburglar and Grimace trying to get your kids to want to go there or the Happy Meal. I mean, this is something where they're not going to go away. McDonald's is here. It's not going to go away unless people continue to choose not to go in there. At least if they're going to advertise, they're doing something with a positive spin.
Right. Well, if you have any comments, you can go to our post on Facebook at Facebook.com/Doug Steffen Show or Good Day Show, and let us know what you think. And Jennifer will be right back with the television report. We'll find out who got fired on The Apprentice last night. I actually saw it, and I was quite impressed with the person that got fired, which I usually can't say. So it's 45 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold.
Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount right before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. One beautiful hardwood, get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com/firewalls.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
48 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Jen, Rich, and Ken with you with the TV report from Jennifer. Doug is not with us right now. Jennifer, what's going on in television news? Well, do you need me to let you know what happened last night?
I know. You were talking about The Celebrity Apprentice, which I love. If I were going to go on a reality show, that would be the one, mostly because you don't have to eat eyeballs and jump off buildings, but you know, you can use your brain.
My wife watches it, so as I pass through the room, I see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. You sit down with your popcorn. Give me a break.
No, I was doing something else, but I will say that I did get up a couple of times and walk over to the TV because I could hear it, and I was interested in what going on. One of the times was when apparently some girl, they were doing some ad for some sportswear, and she's like, and then I got naked, so I had to get up and walk over and see what was going on there.
Just for research for the show.
Right, and then when they were getting ready to fire somebody, it was not Ian Ziering.
Ian Ziering
from 90210. He was the project manager, and Terrell Owens and some other guy. And they, apparently they had to raise money for a charity. And Geraldo's team earned $294,000,
and Ian's team did $292,000.
And
oh, they split it from girls and boys, huh?
No, yeah, they split it from girls and boys. They made new teams. And Terrell was the low man on the totem pole when it came to raising money, so therefore he got fired. But I will tell you, I've not been a big fan of him, A, because he played for the Cowboys, and B, because he just got a big mouth, runs his mouth. He was very classy. He didn't throw anybody under the bus. He said, hey, listen, I came up short. I'm the one that should go. And when he got fired, he stood up, he acted like a man, and he was very gracious, very humble, and I liked him. I liked him a lot.
And this show makes it's interesting to watch this show because it makes you realize which celebrities actually have the brain power and which ones don't. And you do kind of start to like people that you go, hey, they're kind of not bad business people and kind of classy individuals.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was the first time that I've really gone, you know what, that's a good guy there. And so I have a new opinion about him, and that's a good thing. So
that's too bad he was fired.
Yeah.
All right, good news if you are a fan of the show Twin Peaks. I never watched it. I was kind of a little too young for that one. But if you guys did, Kyle MacLachlan is set to return to Twin Peaks. He's going to reprise his role as ever-curious Special Agent Dale Cooper when the show returns as a limited-run Showtime series next year. So the original star is coming back. Good news if you're a fan of Twin Peaks.
Bring back the Beverly Hillbillies. Gilligan's Island. I want to see all the classics. 51 past the hour, good day.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Levine is here with us on the Good Day program. We are into success. You know that there are a number of different parts of this program that are aimed at pushing you in the direction that is best for you to be the healthiest, the happiest, and all of that, it seems to me, sort of leads to success. Michael Levine has been successful in his business career. He is very, very highly thought of in terms of his given or chosen profession as the world of public relations. But he's decided to help
people become successful. So his website now, theexcelreport.com, is something that I think everybody listening to this program ought to check out, because each week at this time, he brings us another page in the formula for success. So what's in consideration today, Michael?
Well, what's in consideration today, Doug, is the concept of, or kind of questionnaire, if you will, of do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Not everyone, of course, is designed to own a business, to be an entrepreneur. So the questions that I want to ask, which are rhetorical today, do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Well, all right, so question, here are a number of questions that if you're considering opening a business or becoming an entrepreneur, you should consider and see how you react. Number one, are you a person who takes action, not a procrastinator? Are you a person who takes action? You're not a procrastinator. If you're a person who takes action, then you're probably a good candidate for entrepreneurship or business ownership. If you're a procrastinator, probably not. Now, here's another one that's an interesting question. Are you insecure? If you are insecure underneath, it may be, ironically and paradoxically, an advantage. Many entrepreneurs judged as ambitious are really insecure underneath. So insecurity could be an advantage to entrepreneurship because you have something to prove. Number three, you're crafty. Crafty. You have an ability to be highly resourceful. Front door, back door, side door, chimney. You're very crafty. If you are very crafty, you're probably a good candidate for entrepreneurship. If you're not very crafty, if you don't feel yourself to be very resourceful, you're not. You're obsessed with cash flow. In other words, you're very conscious of money, how much you're spending, how much you're taking in. If you're good with that, you're probably a good entrepreneur. If you're not, probably not. You're fearless. You tend to believe that you can do things that others think you might not be able to do. So these are some of the qualities that entrepreneurship or business ownership requires. Ask yourself these questions. See how you feel you graded yourself on those questions, and you may well be, you'll know a lot more about whether or not owning a business and being an entrepreneur is a life that you're meant for.
You know, opportunity is a big thing in this too, don't you think, Michael?
Sure it is. Of course it is. But again, crafty people find opportunity where other people don't.
They look for circumstances. Opportunity circumstances maybe are interchangeable there. And if they can't find them, as you're suggesting, they make them.
Yes, yes. It's, I think you said it maybe better than I have. They're just relentlessly crafty. They're, and we all know these people. We've all met them.
Sure.
You know?
Right. Yeah, there's a dedication, there's a lure. I guess I've been in this department, and you've had your own successful business. I'd like to think that I created a national brand in terms of radio, and this didn't come easily.
Nope.
I think that I am somebody who calls, who takes the call to action. I do think that I'm a little insecure. I think you're a little insecure.
That is true. I, of course, we've talked about my story where I didn't go to college, I didn't come from a good home, and I felt I had something to prove, and there is a little insecurity there.
Do you think you still have something to prove?
I do, yes. I and that's part of the insecurity. You always feel restlessly searching for.
Right, searching. What's the next thing? What's the next mountain? Well, you know, climb every mountain.
That's right.
So, all right, words to the wise. Michael Levine, the founder of the Levine Communication Office, but also now focused on your success. Check out the excelreport.com, excelreport.com. Michael.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.